It's time for the Geek Game. Too long, didn't read.
Hey everyone, I'm Darren, and welcome to another edition of Geek Cave TLDR, Too Long, Didn't Read. For all of you who want to argue about something online, but you just don't have the time to do the research on the thing that you're arguing about. Now today, we're taking a look at the news that Marvel is celebrating Pride Month this June by introducing a new Captain America, who happens to be an LGBTQ+ activist. It's gathering headlines, and we thought, better get out there and tell everyone what this is so people don't freak out, because that's what people do. They freak out. Justin and Chad are not able to join me today. It's just me. I've been following this pretty closely, and I think I'll do a decent enough job at explaining it. But a couple of ground rules. For the record, we are not a political podcast, and we usually don't wade into politics in any way whatsoever. That's not our thing. That is by design, by the way. Politics are super dense, and they're super complicated. And we just want everyone to be kind to each other and bond over silly stuff like comics, movies, and video games. You know, things that ultimately are just fun, and they're supposed to be fun. And yeah, the character of Captain America, he does carry a lot of political ideology on both sides of the aisle, good or bad, and we're not going to be touching on that either in this episode. I'm just talking about the new character, what his role in the Marvel Universe is, and where that leaves current Captain America Steve Rogers. Got it? Good. For starters, no, Steve Rogers is not being replaced, so if that's all you're worried about, there, you're done, you can go. Good. Everyone else still here? Awesome. All right. Aaron Fisher will be introduced in the United States of Captain America number 1 on June 2nd. It'll be in a story that sees Captain America Steve Rogers, you know, we'll call him Cap Prime, and several other former Captain Americas. Or is it Captain's America? Caps? Mercus? Anyway, he'll be joined on a cross-country road trip by John Walker, who was Captain America, now he's U.S. Agent, Sam Wilson, who was Captain America, now he's the Falcon again, and he'll probably be Captain America in the new show on Disney+, and Bucky Barnes, better known as the Winter Soldier, who was also Captain America, but with a gun. They'll be teaming up to track down Cap's shield, which has apparently been stolen, because that is a thing that bad guys do. Now, the United States of Captain America is a 5-part series. Aaron Fisher is just one of several new characters that will be introduced. He's openly gay and will be called the Captain America of the Railways. His whole deal is he's a teenager who helps protect runaways and those who have been kicked out of their homes. Now, the team behind the character say they were inspired to write him because of research that showed as many as 40% of teens who either ran away or were kicked out of their homes identify as part of the LGBTQ community. In the U.S., such youth are up to 120% more likely to experience homelessness than others, they say. Now, co-creator Jen, and I'm going to butcher this name, Bazaldua, is also a trans woman that brings that life experience to the book and character. And again, I apologize for butchering that name. So sorry about that. But no, Steve Rogers is not being replaced. There's just another Captain America that'll be running around inspired by Steve. Kind of like Miles Morales was inspired by Peter Parker, if that helps break it down for you. The United States of Captain America launches on June 2nd. And for lots more coverage of your favorite stuff, head on over to geekcavepodcast.com. Find our other shows, including You Want Me to Watch What and the Prime Podcast, on your favorite podcast service. Or you can also try out our gaming videos, Retromantics and Geek Cave Plays on YouTube. I'm Darren, and remember, everyone's a geek for something.